that we'll be having Shear every, this week at least, probably we'll have Shear every day, or at least until we finish, and then also after Shavuos. Okay, so we're up to Siv Beis. So we are in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, Siv Beis. And the question that we are going to consider is, when can you begin counting the Shiva Nikiyim for Dam Chimud, for Tevil and Yisuin? So, obviously, to some degree, this should depend on the Machlokas, Rashba and Rush. Namely, that if you assume like the Rush, we would expect that you have to do the Shiva Nikiyim as late as possible. On the other hand, if you learn like the Rashba, that the Tevil l'Nisuin is the issue, it's not the anticipation of Bia that's going the Chimud, but the Tevil l'Nisuin that's going the Chimud, then presumably you could begin starting the Shiva Nikiyim much earlier. So within that perspective, the question is, well, what's the earliest? When can you start? Let's say, for example, he's a Tova'as Nisuin a year before the actual Chuppah. They do Erisin. He says, yeah, you know, let's make up next year. May 12th, we'll get married. So, will that work? So, the Rashba writes, no. Lo shetavua linase lacha shneima sarchodesh esmana rachok ve'ena chomedes bekach virali. So, that's too far. It's too far away. There's no chemda when it's a year away. So what is the shear? So the Rashba acknowledges there's nowhere in Shas that gives us a shear. So we have to make up a shear. V'ira li, shemonin la b'shasha, mechinin sarche chupasa, mechiramu sa'ari ba'sisna, v'kiyotze bo. It's a shear we find elsewhere. When you start making the beer, when you start preparing for the actual wedding celebration. Now, Agav, the Rashba writes that this is the source for the minhag of having an ufraf. And the Rashba writes in the Mishmeres Habayis about this point, sounds very much like people say from the Rav, Vani omer ki minhagan shal Yisrael b'chol makom u'makom torahi, b'chol ma she'osem b'minhageyem yisodasan b'kodesh, u'v'chol mekomosenu hinhigu lahachin suda v'simcha Shabbos lifnei Shabbos shel Nisuin. So we have this custom of having a suda, the Shabbos, before the Shabbos of Nisuin. So what does that come from? V'zuhi tviya. That's tviya l'Nisuin. U'mimenu monin la shiva elu. In other words, from the ufraf, you begin counting shiva nikiyim. Now, practically, how you work out that cheshbon isn't so clear. You know, the way we do it wouldn't work out, because usually, unless you do one of those fake ufrafs, if you were to start the Shiva Nikiyim at the ufraf, you'd finish the Shiva Nikiyim before the chas. You wouldn't finish the Shiva Nikiyim before the chasana. So the Taras HaShlamim here tries to figure out what that means exactly. It means that the hachanos for the ufraf will be 7 days before the chuppah. That's what he means. One way or the other, though, that's the makor, the Rashba says, for the concept of an ufraf. But what does it mean practically? Most of us don't make our own beer for the chasana. So what does that mean practically? What's the shear of the Rashba b'zman hazeh? Suppose Kim say it's basically a irrevocable down payment. Why? What's the idea? There's smichas das, meaning to say, when it's a year off, there's no smichas das, who knows what's going to happen. But when you put a down payment, so it's not coming back, it's like putting the hops in the water, there's smichas das for nisuin, and therefore it's a tvil in nisuin that if there's going to be dam chimun, it'll happen then. And that's good enough. The Ra'ah, yeah.
According, you know, in certain, you know, communities where they do the...
We'll get there, we'll get there. We'll get there, we'll get there. Get to Tanai. Now, The Ra'ah disagrees, and he says, how could you have Tvi'il and Nisuin before Kiddushin? There's no Smichos Das. So if you follow the view of the Ra'ah, then Bizman Hazeh, we're really stuck. Because if you can't have Dam Chimud, if you can't have the Shivanakim before Kiddushin, so then every single Kala will be Chuppas Nida. Now, it could be, you could argue, no, that even the Ra'ah would grieve Bizman Hazeh. That was in the olden days, when until there was Kiddushin, there was no Smichos Das about the Nisuin. Nowadays, where everybody knows that you do the Nisuin 5-10 minutes after the Kiddushin, so even the Ra'ah would agree.
That there's no Chimud at all because it's right after another?
No. That's another way to get out of it. You could say, like the Chavos Das, what you're saying is that maybe, that like the Taz, you're saying another way is maybe, ironically, if you hold to the Ra'ah, so then, remember the Taz said any time it's going to be a very short period of time. There's no chash of dam chimut. So therefore, since the tefil in Nisuin takes place after Kiddushin, and in Nisuin itself is going to be 5 minutes later, so then there would be, the Ra'ah would agree for a different reason. Either way, you can make two arguments why the Ra'ah would agree that there would be no problem bizman hazeh, but it doesn't really matter. Since we don't paskin like this Ra'ah, we paskin like the Rashba, and therefore we assume that as long as there's this down payment, as long as there's some act about which there's going to be Gmir's Das, so we assume you could start counting from there. Now the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Chamudei Daniel, which you just brought up, which is that Yeshiva Kodem Tanayim doesn't work. Why? Again, for the same reason, there's no Smichos Das before they sign the Tanayim. That Luchar is not Shaykh Bizman Hazeh in our communities, maybe in the Hasidisha communities, where they still sign Tanayim and take them seriously. Nowadays, where we sign fake Tanayim at the Chasen's Tish around here, so then, obviously, the Pesachei Tshuva, the Chamudei Daniel, would not be relevant. And again, Luchar the Ikar Yisod is that there's a Hafsid Mamon, and that would cause the Smichos Das and the Dam Chimud, should there be any. Yes?
What I don't understand is why it's a given Smichos Das. Meaning, Bechora, they used to build, let's say, buildings for Chuppah. We don't say that it started from there. Specifically, when the Suda has an anticipation of the Suda as it starts getting ready. I represent cooking the steaks before the wedding would be more of an equivalent as opposed to getting a wedding hall ready, which they used to literally build. Meaning,
so it's an interesting question. You know, the Rashba himself indicates he's unsure of Yerali. And what you're saying is that that applying this nowadays isn't as obvious. The reason why the poskim say it this way is because it's exactly what you're saying. It's starting to cook the meal, Kilo. If we were making our own meal, so it would be when you start preparing the meal, right? We don't usually cook our own meals. So what do? We hire someone to cook it. So once we make that down payment, so that is basically, you know, to turn around at this point would involve a significant hafsid. So therefore we assume that there's smichos das. Just like in the olden days, once you start preparing the beer, to turn around, right, doesn't last apparently. So once you to turn around would involve an irrevocable loss at that point. Maybe even building the house is not so. You don't use it now, you use it a week later, use it a month later, use it for somebody else, you sell it. There's not that same level of smichos das. Okay, now the pashtus is that according to the Rashba, there's no concern that the chimud is going to increase into the chuppah, like the Rosh said. And therefore, according to the Rashba, she shouldn't need bedikos afterwards. In other words, she goes ahead, they make the down payment, we're going to say, okay, that's tevil and nisuin, so she, assuming she can, she does a hafsik tara, if you need one, as we discussed, she sits shiva nikiyam, and then she's done her Shiva Nikiyam, she can go to the mikvah, and you're done, and the wedding isn't for another 2-3 weeks, you have nothing to worry about, right? And that would make things very simple, as the Taz points out. But according to the Rush, this isn't going to work. Why? Because as we saw last time, the Rush holds that we're concerned that as we get closer to Bias Mitzvah, the excitement, the chemda, increases, and the concern increases. And therefore, we are going to require, perhaps, bedikos, even after the Shivanikiyim, if they are distanced from that Bias Mitzvah. Now, for the Mechaber, it doesn't matter very much, because the Mechaber paskin like the Rashba. However, the Rama seems to be choshish for the Ra'a, for the Rush. So, the question is, what's the Rama going to say? Now, it's a tricky question, because even though logically, as we said, L'chora, the Rush should require bedikos even after the Shivanikiyim if there's going to be a gap between the Shivanikiyim and the Chuppah. At the same time, the Beis Yosef, as we noted last time, held that there was no nafgamina between the Shitos, except that according to the Rush L'chatchila, you should do bedikos every day. So it's not clear what the Rush Shita is, and the truth is that the Rama and the Mechaber don't tell you that the Rush would require bedikos after Shivanikiyim in the days between the completion of the Shivanikiyim and the Chuppah. However, the Darkei Moshe does quote the Mordechai, who addresses this question and seems to be addressing it within the perspective of the Rush. So the Mordechai begins by quoting a Rashbam. The Rashbam writes, Avim tavla kodem nisua shiva yamim o yoser, o satvila lo mehanya klal. Sounds like he's saying, if the tvila was, meaning the final tvila before the chuppah was 7 days or more before the chuppah, it's an invalid tvila. Why would it be invalid? Because again, there's a concern that she saw or will see dam subsequent to the tevila. Sounds like from this lashon lo mahani klal doesn't work at all. Doesn't even work b'diavad. Though from the hemshich of the Mordechai, you get the impression that it means lo mahani klal l'chatchila. And he says that this is because of what we've said. The anticipation increases. The hilkach. So what do you do? I'm skipping a little in the Mordechai. Loveshes levanim kol shiva yamim kodem chuppa uporeses sadinim levanim al mitaso vodekes pam achas o pamayim biyom vim lo rasa bahem toveles balayla kodem bilas mitzvah. So l'chatchila, when should you go to the mikvah? At the last possible moment, basically. When is that? The night before bilas mitzvah. Kishama rasa dam, we're concerned for dam. Adkan lashon harashbam. And then the Mordechai adds on a very interesting idea. Ve'ainna she'anashim shelanu tovlos biyom revi'i. Nowadays, the women go to the mikvah yom revi'i, so that's Wednesday, but presumably it could be Tuesday night as well. So go to the mikvah Tuesday night or Wednesday. Dehainu gimel yomim kodem bilas mitzvah. That's 3 days before Bilas Mitzvah. Now, when was Bilas Mitzvah? So they would get married, as we know, late Friday afternoon. For some reason, they would wait to have Bias Mitzvah until Motzai Shabbos. Now, you know from the Sugin Ksuvos, you don't have to do that. But for some reason, they did. And he says that's 3 days. Talk about how you count that as 3 days. Mishum de mitchila have haminag besula neses liyom revi'i, etzar shiva yamim nikiyim kodem yom revi'i. So it's not clear what this means, but he basically seems to be saying that we, even though we really think it should be as close as possible, like the Rashbam just said, but we're going to allow the old minhag. Even though that doesn't make too much sense anymore. What was the old minhag? The old minhag is women would go to the mikvah back when they used to get married on Wednesday. So they'd go to the mikvah on Wednesday or Tuesday night, which is Wednesday. They would go to the mikvah Wednesday And we allow them to continue to go to the mikvah on Wednesday or Tuesday night, even though it's no longer the case that women get married on Wednesday. Now they get married Friday, and they don't have bias mitzvah till Motzei Shabbos. Still, we're going to allow that because it's 3 days. Now, what he means by 3 days, presumably, is there's a gap that is not longer than three complete halachic days. So, what does that mean? If the tevila was on Wednesday, which again includes Tuesday night, so Thursday is a full day without bia, Friday is a full day without bia, Shabbos is a full day without bia, and then you have bia motzei Shabbos. So you have it's 5 days. That's 3 days, right? There's a gap not longer than three complete days. Now that's why, even though when the Mordechai quotes this, he calls it 3 days, you'll see that the Ramah calls it 4 days, because it's really 4 days. And others call it 5 days, because it's really 5 days. Why is everybody calling the same period 3, 4, and 5 days? It all depends on how you count. But going back to the source, what it basically means is, now it's confusing, not longer than three, the gap is no longer, when we say gap, we mean the gap between the Tevilah and Bias Mitzvah is no longer than three complete halachic days. So, in other words, it could be much more than 72 hours. Now, the simple understanding is that this is sort of based off of a minhag, and it doesn't make too much sense. Meaning to say, this is what was always done. Women always went to the mikvah Tuesday night or Wednesday. So we didn't tell them to stop even when they changed the day of the wedding dates from Wednesdays to Fridays. That seems to be the pshat here. The Lavush tries to give a justification for the practice. The Lavush says it's because in the 3 days before the wedding you're so busy with wedding preparations you don't have time to have chimud. Okay, chimud's like when you're sitting around daydreaming. So in the days before the wedding everybody is very, very busy. Fine. Now, Mordechai, when saying this, doesn't state explicitly saying this Bedas HaRash, but it's mistaber that this whole cheshbon is true Bedas HaRash, because like we said, Bedas HaRash, but none of this is necessary. You would have as long as you want. And that point is made by the Taz. According to the Rash, but we're not concerned that the Chimud will be misgaber, only according to the Rash. Again, the Taz seems to be explaining that according to the Rashba, it's Tviel and Isuin, as opposed to the Rush, where it's the Bia, which is a Goreim, the Chimud, not the Tviel and Isuin. Okay. There are those who give a different explanation. If you look, the Drisha tries to bring the Rush, but closer to the Rush, but the Taz is Docha Dvarav. Okay. Now, the Taz, though, actually, just to clarify that point, does have another kinach, which is, he says, even according to the Rush, the Chimud is greater b'shas Tviya. That's why b'shas Tviya were choshish b'diavad, mashein kein acharkach, right? In other words, even though, according to the Rush, we keep on saying that the anticipation mounts. So, sounds like you would say, well, b'shas Tviya, it's the smallest chshash, right? But then the problem is, what? Then why are you choshish b'diavad b'shas tviya that there was dam that you missed, but not subsequently? So I would have actually answered the question differently. I would have said, yeah, it mounts, but after the tviya, she's on her, she's aware, she's paying attention. Whereas b'shas tviya, she wasn't paying attention yet, so that's why we're choshish b'diavad. But the Taz instead says, no, that the Rashba would, or the Rash would agree to the Rashba that the greatest, you know, the moment of the greatest concern is Shas Tviya, and then it goes down, and then it starts building up and up and up until the actual Bias Mitzvah, though, never quite reaches that level of the initial Tviya, which is why only at the time of the initial Tviya were Choshesh B'diavad. Okay, anyway, now again, Halach L'mais, what will we do? So for Sfardi, it's very simple, presumably. We follow the opinion of the Mechaber and the Rashba, and none of these day countings are relevant. However, as we mentioned, the Ramah is Machmir. So what does the Ramah write? So the Ramah writes, Ayesh lismoch kechol masha afshar. So in theory, at least, you want to make it as close as possible, like we saw from the Mordechai v'shem the Rashbam. But then he quotes the minhag. The minhag, which he accepts, is litval lel revi. So even though the Mordechai mentioned Wednesday, the Rama assumes that's even Tuesday night. Right, lel revi means Tuesday night. Because that is Wednesday, after all. Afal pi should be as mitzvah enu ad motzei Shabbos. Dainu dalad yamim. Right, so it's the same pshat as the Mordechai. The Mordechai called that 3 days. Rama is calling it 4 days. Meaning to say, there's going to be 4 days after... 4 days, the bias mitzvah is going to be 4 days after the day she goes to the mikvah. Don't do it any longer than 4 days. Then lo tivail b'motzei Shabbos. Yesh la livdok atzma b'chol yom ad bias mitzvah. And therefore, if it's going to be longer, then she's going to need to do bedikos. It's actually, the lashon is a little interesting. And then lo tivail. Sounds like if you're not planning to do it. In other words, even if let's imagine she goes to the mikvah Tuesday night, and the wedding is going to be Sunday night, right? So maybe you'll say, okay, so I don't have to do a bedikah till Sunday, right? Because I could have gotten married on Sunday. I could have, you know, had to be a smitzah motzei Shabbos. Let's say I could have gotten married motzei Shabbos, which is Sunday. Sounds a little bit like, no. Once you're not doing this minhag, you have to start, right, b'mlo tival b'motzei Shabbos, you have to immediately start doing bedikos. We don't give you the 4 days. Again, perhaps, you know, it's only if you're following the minhag you have this kula. Not clear. Not even clear. It's a good diuk. Anyway, so that's what it says. So now, what is the Rama saying? Lamaisa, the Rama is saying that until these 4 days, so you don't need to do bedikos at all. Right? So this is a tremendous kula. Right? A tremendous kula. That until those 4 days, you don't do bedikos at all, which is going to be very relevant for us, because we're going to always try to get the tevila within the 4 days. Usually, it's not too difficult to work out. Sometimes it could get complex. If the chasana is in a place where there's no mikvah and it's out of town and you're flying and it's on Sunday, this and that. But usually, it's not particularly challenging to work this out. And what that means, which is makes things a lot easier, is that you shouldn't have to do any bedikos from the time that she goes to the mikvah until B'yas mitzvah, even though it's going to be several days. Now, a number of Achronim don't accept this leniency of the Rama. The Bach, the Chachmas Adam, the Sidrei Tara all say, no, of course you should do bedikos every day until the Chuppah. And, you know, we'll be mekel to say, even though Chatchila you should be somek, we'll be mekel on these 3 or 4 days gap. But of course, you should have to do bedikos every one of those 3 or 4 days. Because, again, fundamentally, we accept the rush. The anticipation, the chashash is mounting. That's the psak of the Badei HaShulchan, as well, Lemaisa. And it makes a lot of sense in theory. But Rabbi Willig thinks you could be somech on the Rama. And as long as it's within 4 days, you don't have to do bedikos. That's what the Rama writes. And since one has the right to be mekel, we'll encourage people to be mekel. Because bedikos, are always problematic, they're risky, it could cause a maka, she has no idea what she's doing, she's never really done bedikos before until like a week ago, and therefore we would advise her, and that's the minhag around here, not to do bedikos, assuming the tefillah is done within 4 days of the consummation of marriage, then there's no need for a bedikos. If it's going to be more, then you would have to do bedikos. So let's give an example just to make sure everybody got it. Let's say the chuppah is going to be Thursday night, so you shouldn't be tovelis prior to Sunday night. So you could go Sunday night, you could go Monday morning. That would be fine. The chuppah is going to be on Monday night, she shouldn't go before Thursday night. For Sunday chuppah, she shouldn't be tovelis before Wednesday night. Now, the lashon of the Rama sounds like bidiyaved, if she didn't do bidikos. In other words, if it's going to be more than a 4-day gap, she should do bidikos. Well, let's say she didn't. Let's say it was 6 days. Then it's still okay, as long as it's not 7 days. But chavos das sifkan dalet is meiko. That bidiyaved, even if she didn't do bidikos at all during the shiva yamim after the tefillah, she would be mutares, unless she had some type of hesach hadas. And l'chora, that's because we're so mechon erajba bidiyaved. So bidiyaved, if she didn't do bidikos at all, we're not going to make her start shiva nikim again. So I'm going to take your question in 1 minute. Just one interesting question that came up. Very interesting question. There was once a kala who told her kala teacher told her she should begin shiva nikim 14 days before her chasana. In other words, she basically finished menstruating 14 days before her chasana, and her kala teacher told her, yeah, start shiva nikim. So now she's going to finish a week before her chasana. Then her chasan teacher, she told her chasan, her chasan told her chasan teacher, and the chasan teacher got all alarmed. What's going on here? So we brought the matter to Rabbi Willig. Willig got a very interesting psak. Rabbi Willig said she should delay going to the mikvah until 4 days of the chasana, and then she won't have to do any bedikos post mikvah. What about during the time of finishing shiva nikim and going to the mikvah? Then, as long as she didn't let 6 days go by without a bedikah, it's also okay. So how do you come up with that? So I assume the pshat is based off of the shach sifkan beis. The shach writes that we're not going to be machmir more than the shiva nikim. So since we know with respect to the shiva nikim, we're meiko here for one bedikah toch shiva, so too, post shiva nikim, we'd be meiko one bedikah toch shiva. So as long as you didn't let 6 complete days go by without a bedikah, that would be okay. And then once she goes to the mikvah, so then she can, and even though the shach sounds that way, only bidiyavet, Willig must have thought that's a lechatchila in this case, shasadchak, as we said. And then once it's within 4 days, so then you plug in the kula of the Rama, and that's how he ruled, which is a fascinating ruling. Because even though in the end it turned out to be 7 days without a bedikah in total. Yes?
That's assuming that she did a bedikah on the last.
Right. She did. She was following the rule, so let's assume she did a bedikah every day of the shiva nikim, which she should have done. Yeah. Yes.
I suppose you don't have a pinpoint time for this down payment after the actual tefiya. So, what does a bedikah really do for you, especially when we have this perspective? That's like a bedikah, anyways. I'm trying to watch Moshe Messina and it works.
Well, I mean, you could make that argument, but Lamaisa the Rush says it's not true. So the bedikos primarily tell us that if there was any dam, you catch it in a bedikah, right? And moreover, and that's why the Rush says you should do bedikos every day, and Mordechai said twice a day, and we would add, perhaps the additional point, as we've seen a number of places that might be evidence for this, the idea of the Chazon Ish, that if you're, going to see dam shortly, a bedikah might trigger it. So the point is that just like anyways, you know, why do bedikos during shiva nikim? So the pashtus is that we want to ensure that they're naki, and bedikos help us ensure that they're naki. So too here, that's what the bedikos do. So even though, again, the Rush states explicitly this isn't the normal dinim of bedikos shiva nikim, but still, it's going to accomplish the same type of thing. Yeah, Shmuel.
Is this something that
So if you remember the first presentation of Dr. Chudnov, somebody asked him that question. And he said, he gave a whole explanation as to what it could mean. It could be that certain hormones are released that sometimes could be associated with causing bleeding. And so, there, you know, it's not very likely, but he gave at least a conceivable biological explanation of it, though. Again, I'm not sure if that's really important, one way or the other.
It's a little
blood. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yes?
I'm just wondering where the shock was then.
Sifkan base.
That's right, you're right here.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just to clarify a point we said this last time, but since we're just going over it again, we mentioned last time that Pashtus, if you had chuppah but not bia, you would still need to do those bedikos in terms of if it was, let's say, more than the allotted time. The time should be between the 4 days, let's say, of the Ramah, is 4 days measured between the tefillah and bia, not tefillah and chuppah. That is the psak of the Ramah. We mentioned last time that the chavostas is mekel. Once the chuppah takes place, we're no longer concerned for chimud, even though, again, that's against the Ramah. And we did mention, Ari Willig believes, that b'shas adchak, you could be somech on that view. Okay, yes.
Like how often, that shouldn't come up very often.
It should not. Correct. Right. Well, we're going
to
talk about...
You have to know ahead of time that they weren't planning on having me at their
meeting. No, it would come up all the time if day four was Sunday, let's say, and B.S. Mitzvah is not going to be till Sunday night, right? So that's another day. That's a typical case. So whenever we calculate, when she goes to the mikvah, we're trying to calculate the 4 days. So we don't calculate the 4 days based off of when the chuppah is going to be. We calculate when the B.S. is going to be. So even though the chuppah is going to be at 5 p.m., or even 11 a.m., right? But they're not going to have bia till the nighttime. So we're going to figure out those 4 days with respect to bia, not with when calculating when she could go to the mikvah, not with respect. In other words, we'll treat it as a Monday, not a Sunday chasana, right? So that's that when you're planning the tevila, which is the first thing you do usually, so you have to obviously take that into consideration. Okay.
Maybe address the point of if there's not successful bia.
We'll get there. Yeah. Okay. Now, if you can, Sif Gimel. The Mordechai that we just quoted before continues and quotes that the Ram, Rav Meir Mirottenberg, was medayik from the Rashbam, that if they pushed off the Nisuin, because, for example, they got into a disagreement about the Nidunya. I have a friend, still my friend, who was Mesader Kiddushin at a chasana, and it was a mixed marriage. It was a Sephardi girl and an Ashkenazi boy. And everything was going great. And then at the chasen's tish, the father of the kalah shows up and says, I want you to include a Tosefes Ksuba of $1 million. Now, if you've been to Sephardi weddings, it's very common that they actually have Tosafos Ksuba that's spelled out, not like Ashkenazim, which just have the standard one every time. Eretz Yisrael also, it's spelled out. So he said $1 million. So the father of the chassan said, what? So, anyway, there's a lot of negotiating. And it took a while for things to be settled. A lot of high-stakes negotiation. They compromised on $500,000 in the end. But afterwards, the whole thing was done. The father of the Kala told the rabbi, who was like, this is, you know, not what he was expecting. Yeah, that's our minog. He says, what's the minog? The minog's to have a fight. The art of a deal. So anyway, you know, he never heard of this minhag. But when you look at the poskim in our siman, you'll see Taka was the minhag. So that's what the Mairam talks about, what happens when there are negotiations, and last minute negotiations, and things get pushed off. So the Mairam says, oh, we should have to be machmir according to the Rashbam. And then there's a tshuva of the Ma'arik, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and he writes about this very question. There was a great machlokas between all the Bali Trisin about this question, where the chasana was pushed off a day or two due to disagreements about whatever, but typically the Nidunia, but it could be any disagreement. It could be the chasana or the kala gets cold feet, right? And decides maybe they're not going to get married. So they push off the chasana, or whatever it is. So the Ostrim held that since you push off the Nisuin, even a bedika won't work at all. Even if the whole time, the whole gap of the delay, let's say the chasana was pushed off for 2 days, every day of that 2 day delay, she did bedikos, pamayim, b'chol yom. Why? Why shouldn't that work? She did bedikos? No. Kevan shenidchu anisuin eina nizheres yafe. And they bring rayos from that Mordechai that we mentioned. And the Matirim say no. When was the Maram Machmir? That's when she didn't do a bedika. But when she did bedikos, then you could be makel. So the Maharik was Machria Kedivrei Osrim, and now it's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Lahachmir. However, the Masis Ben Yamin, quoted by the Shach, is makel. Now, the Taz, Sifkat and Vav, writes that you could be medayik from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Lashon Zeh Mashma Adonisuin Hayu Nidchem Mibli Asiyas Moed Acher Lenisuin Elu Hayu Nifradim Zeh Mizeh Beofen Shelo Yadu Emas Yu Nisuin. In other words, when the negotiations break down and everybody goes home, and it's true, a day or two later they settle, but it's not like, you know, they get up at the chasen's tish and they say, okay, sorry, come back in 2 days, we're going to have the chasana. That's not what we're talking about. In that case, we would be makel. It's only when it was delayed indefinitely or without the establishment of a new date. And the reason is because that's when the svar of the Ma'arik applies. What was the Ma'arik? The Ma'arik says, even though you do bediko, she's not nizheres yafeh. Why not? Because she doesn't know. You know, this might be it. It might be that this debate about how big the dunya is going to be, that's going to, that's it for the shidduch. But when you immediately declare a new time, then of course she will not have given up, and this won't count. So basically, what is the Taz Paskin? That Lamaisa, if any one of the two conditions are met, then it's still going to be okay. One is, as long as it wasn't certain. In other words, Shelo nidchu bebirur, rak mitzad silch nedunya, lo hushbu, thalkein lo nasu anisun ba'oso yom, v'chashu shadai nispashu, v'tiyasu de lamachar. In other words, as long as negotiations are ongoing, then it's okay. And number two is Awafilum Hayachasan Gomer the Omer Sheinu Rotza Lisana. The Chasan Mamish pulls out, he says, that's it. But Tzadakala Roth in Acharav Bedin Vipasher, the other side still running after, all right, fine, do a little more, a little less. Then that's not considered Tchias HaNisuin. Tchias HaNisuin is basically when they say this chasana is postponed indefinitely, and both parties walk away from the table. Okay, the Levush is machmir, but the Taz is docha dvarav. However, the Taz is machmir in the following case, that the chasan doesn't show up, And then sends, you know, he leaves her at the altar, as they say. And then he sends a shaliach, oh, you know, I got stuck in traffic. My plane was delayed. Then even the Taz agrees, because he's concerned in that case that she does give up. In that case, even the Masas Binyamin is Mako. Taz is Machmir, the Shach accepts the Masas Binyamin. And the Shach tells you a rule in this, in these principles, in these halachos, which is important to remember, which is that there's makom to be mekel bedinim elo. Number one is lemaisa, even during the bedik, during the shivanikim. Remember the Rashbel, you don't need to do bedikos at all, and you could be marchik. So we always have the Rashba's view, and dam chimud anyways, only achshash midirabanan. So there's more room to be mekel. Pischei Tshuva is another kula, that even in a case where you would have to wait, if on the day that they pushed it off, they also made up, on that very day, you could be Mako. Now, what about, and this is the more common Shaila, Bachshav is not too common, but it happens every couple of years, there's a snowstorm on the day of the Chasana, or a hurricane, or what?
Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Sandy, right? So you have to push off the chasana. So do you have to start Shivanikiyam? Would this halacha apply? So here the poskim say no, of course not. Because nobody thought that it's going to end. The only time you have to start Shivanikiyam again, there's cases like the poskim are discussing where there's one of the where the parties basically decide that the wedding isn't going to happen or might not happen. In a case where we know the wedding's going to happen, you don't even, let's say, even if you don't establish a date right away, you still have to, you know, find a new catering hall or whatever it is. But everybody knows, you know, the chasana is going to happen as soon as possible, as soon as they find the right place. So then, in that case, the halacha is that you wouldn't have to start again. Okay, asif dalid. So we know that if she became a nida before bias mitzvah, so there's an iser yichud, and we're going to talk about what the parameters of that iser yichud are in just a couple of minutes. But we know that there is an iser yichud. So what if she's a nida because of dam chimud? Do we treat that any differently? Do we say, yeah, it's just like regular anida, right? Because we're choshish that there was dam. Or is that different? So the Rashba writes, since umenasafek hu asura, hu shasruha, filu hachi, imaisa yeshena imo bevayis, lo amdegze rasam di yitzro tokfo. So what's he getting at? Why does he have to come on to that? Sounds like he's saying that really you would have thought to be Mekel in this case. Why? Because it's a gzera l'gzera. In other words, this whole concern of there being dam, where you don't know there was dam, is a chshash. And then asering yichud is a chshash. So to aser yichud for dam chimud would be like a gzera l'gzera. And the Rashba answers, yeah, nevertheless, the halacha applies, and basically saying, because kulachad egzera and ilo halo kaimaha. But you get the impression that it's not the pshat that they are misakein that dam chimud is like anida gemura. And we've seen other ways in which that isn't true already, in terms of, for example, certainly the Rashba Shita with respect to not requiring Hefsek Tara and Bediko Shivanikiyam. Now, what's interesting then is the Lashon of the Rashba, and this is also the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet, which is Avar V'Kansa. Right? The Shulchan Aruch writes Sif Dalet, Avar V'Kansa Toks Man Zeh. So then, lo yisyachid ima. So what's this lashon about of avar v'kansa? Why is that a surprising lashon? Why avar? Avar v'kansa implies that if you went ahead and you got married during, let's say, the Shiva Nikim, so you've done an Isser. You've done this Isser, Avavakansa, but, you know, having done that, so then these Dine Yichud apply. So maybe you'll say, well, that's because we don't like Chuppas Nida. But that's not a great answer, because if you look at the Lashon of the Mechaber and Eben HaEzer concerning Chuppas Nida, he writes, Kasher Adavar Shelo Tinase. It's a good thing not to get married while she's a Nida. Kasher Adavar. It's not a Lashon of Isser. Right? And yet over here it sounds like it is a Lashon of Isser. If you got married while she's in her Shiva Nikiyim for Dam Chimur, it's an Isser. So how would you explain that? So the Dagomir Vava suggests that ironically here it's more Chamur. Why would that be? Since it's just such an Isser Kal, because she actually didn't see any Dam, so then you might have thought it's... you know, if you were to do it, if we were to allow them to get married, so then they would possibly be together, because, you know, neither of them really thinks she's Anita anyway. It's a ridiculous concern. So therefore, they assured getting Nisuin during this period. Now, you might have even gone further and said, well, if you accept this Dagomir Vav, if he's a Talmud Chacham, who, you know, would take the Isser seriously, so then it would be mutter lechatchila to get married as long as they observe Hilchos Yichud. But the Dagomir Vava says, no, can't rely on that, because nowadays there's no Talmidei Chacham. But in theory, at least, he's willing to consider that. I would have said there's no, you know, maybe it's just a low plug. In other words, if they made an Isser Nisuin, so they made an Isser Nisuin across the board, Bechatesi to be Megal for a Talmud Chacham. Now, where would you see there's an Isser, right? The Dagomir Vava made up and claims there's an Isser, and Taka, that's the Mashmos of the Lashon of the Rashba, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch. But is there a source in Shas for this Isser? So, presumably the source would be the story of Ravina, which we mentioned last time. Now, it's not a great raya. The source over there said they waited, right? They dafka waited those 7 days. They could have said, nah, maybe they waited because they didn't want to have a chuppas nida. But the Rashba apparently understood that the reason why they waited is because there's an Isser. And from here, he derived that there's an Isser to get married when she is Yosheves al dam chimud, or al chash dam chimud, al tzvili nase. You could clear if you hold like the Rishonim that she does have a nida gemura, like the Ra'ah, who says, like we said, you need hafsek tarum bedikos. Would they agree? Maybe they would say no. It should be like the regular din of nida. Maybe not. Remember, even the Ra'ah had that kula that she could begin on the yom rishon. Not clear. Now, the Rambam sheet in all of this is particularly perplexing, as the Beis Yosef addresses Barichos. We're not going to spend too much time on this Rambam because we don't paskin like it, but it is. It does actually bring up a number of very esotistic points, so we'll mention it briefly. The Rambam writes like this: V'chol advarim ha'elu. Now, this is in Perek Yud Aleph. In Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam quotes a series of minhagim that are chumras, and you've probably seen many of them, and you'll continue in the coming days to see them. So v'chol advarim elo, such as the chumra being machmir for dam besulim and dam chimud, chumra yisera shenahagu benos Yisrael miyamei chachmi agimara. In other words, these are a chumra that was a minag, but it's a minag that already happened bizman hagimara. Vein lasur mimen liolam, so you may not deviate. They're binding, and minhagim isman hashas are binding everywhere. Lefikach kol isha sheratasa kishetavu alinase lo tinase achetisbar betitvo. Veim nises latalmud chacham Mutaris lihina semiyad. But if she's getting married to a Talmud Chacham, then she could immediately get married, v'tispor, and then count the Shivanakiyah. Me'achar shenisaso, in other words, she counts her Shivanakiyah after they get married. Shetalmud Chacham yodeh sheyasura v'nizhar mizeh v'likarev la shetitbo. In other words, as opposed to a non-Talmud Chacham where there's a concern that they're not going to take this Isser seriously, Talmud Chacham understands she's a Surah and it's okay for them to get married. So, the classical way of understanding this Rambam is that the Rambam held that this is not included in the regular din of Chuppas Nida. We'll see in a moment, the Rambam held that Chuppas Nida is not Tofes, and here, presumably, it's Chal. Right? The simple reading of the Rambam is telling them, yeah, get married if you want. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you can get married even when you're Yoshev Hesal Dam Chimud. And normally, it's just, you can't have Bia. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. The Rambam seems to be saying that for a non-Talmud Chacham, Nisuin is Aser. For a Talmud Chacham, it's Mutter. And either way, presumably, it's going to be Chal. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. Now, where would the Rambam have come up with this idea of a Talmud Chacham being different? So it's a famous story in the Gemara in Yevamos and some other places in Shas that Rebbe Lazar says, Lo Yisa Isha b'medina zu v'yelech v'yisa b'medina acheres. The Gemara asks, Rav, ki iklo l'dardashir, and Rav Nachman, Amru man havi l'yoma. In other words, who wants to get married for a couple days while I'm in town? So the Gemara says, yeah, Shani Rabbanan de Bekiya Shemayu. So they're famous. There's no concern with their having multiple wives in multiple cities. What does it help? Right? Rava came to, Rav Nachman came to town. He's going to be here for 3 days. He can, may as well chaperai and get married. It's not going to help. She's going to be a surah the whole time. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan shluchayu avim mishadri modailu. Okay. V'ibay seima, Rabbanan yichudei be'alma hu demiyachadilu. They only had yichud. Damar mari no dome mishyesh lo pas besal lo mishyem lo pas besal. So what does that mean? Rabbanan yichudei be'alma havim yachdi. So there are a number of interpretations in the Rishonim, but the way the Rambam understood, according to the Magid Mishnah, we're now going to be presenting the Rambam for the Magid Mishnah, again the Beis Yosef disagrees, is like this. Miyuch yichudei miyachadi lehu means they would have yichud, right? Kepshuto, they would have yichud. So what does that mean? They would show up in town, they'd say, who wants to get married to me? All the women would raise their hands, they would pick one, they would get married, and they would have yichud, but they'd have no bia. Why couldn't they have bia? Dam chimud. What would they do? They'd have yichud. So kum techais, you see, exactly the psak of the Rambam, which is when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, Tvi'ali Nasei does not aser yichud, and it certainly doesn't aser nisuin. Now, and why would they do this? Pas besalo. How exactly yichud helps pas besalo when your Aser and Bia is not so obvious, right? Usually we assume that Yichud with a woman that's Asura to you is Magbir the Taiva, not Emait the Taiva, but I don't know. Somehow or another, this solves the problem, whatever problem exactly we're trying to solve. Now, the Rashba says, no, Yichudei Miyachudei doesn't mean they would have Yichud. It means they would be Miyachid wives. Oh, you're the one I'm going to marry after Shiva Nikiyah. Or maybe they never even got married. They never even had Nisuin in the first place. They only did this Lishbor HaYetzer, so therefore there was no Chimud in the first place because they were never really going to have Bia. Whatever it is, Tosfos has another explanation. That's what creates Psas Pesalo. But that's the Mahalich of the Magid Mishnah B'Das Rambam. Now, the Beis Yosef really didn't like this. Because if this were true, so then if we're makel for Nisr Kal, so then we should be more makel for Nisr Chamor to allow Yichud, right? In other words, there's less of a concern that they're going to violate the Isser if she's really a Nida. And yet we know that when she's really a Nida, there is an Isser Yichud, and even for a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, he says, no, you have to say that the Rambam holds there is an Isser Yichud. So how do you read the Rambam? So the Rambam basically says, according to Beis Yosef, that Ben Kach u Ben Kach, there's an Isser Yichud. Ben Kach meaning whether it's an Isser, whether she's a regular Nida or it's Dam Chimud, there's an Isser Yichud. When it comes to Dam Chimud, though, there's no Isser Nisuin for a Talmud Chacha. Normally there is an Isser Yichud, Nisuin. So normally, meaning normally a normal Isser, if she's Pierce a Nida, you can't have Nisuin. Now, it's a little strange because, you know, once the Beis Yosef is willing to treat Tefillin Nisuin as more kal for a Talmud Chacham, why can't he just accept the Magid Mishnah? He just thinks that Yichud could never have been allowed. Now, what's so interesting about the Mahalach of this Beis Yosef, either way, is the Beis Yosef seems to be assuming. Well, when you read it at first, it sounds like he's assuming that Chuppas Nida must be Chal, according to the Rambam. Because otherwise, why do you need an Isser? Right? Why do you need an Isser? Right? There's an Isser Nisuin implies there's an Nisuin. Now, the truth is, you get very mixed messages from the Rambam. From the Rambam in Ishus, Perek Yod HaLachavav, it sort of sounds like that. Lo Tinase Nida Achetitayar. From that Rambam, you get the impression that you're not allowed to do it. But it sounds a little bit like if you did a chuppas nida, it would work. Right? You don't bench sheva brachos again. But the problem is in halacha base, he writes, umishetikanes l'chuppa nikreis nisua, afal pishalo nivala, v'ushetia ruya labia. So that lashon might be a little bit ambiguous because he says lo gamru hanisuin, lo gamru meaning what? Maybe it was something, but also he says v'harehi ke'arusa adayin. So what does that mean? But at the same time, even though he writes Harei Kerusa Adayin, we saw that you don't ben Shavu Brachos again. So it sounds like something happened. You might have gone further in the Rambam. Maybe you would think Yarisha or Metamela, but the Beis Yosef states explicitly, Lagabi the other dinim of Nisuin, there's no Yerusha, he's not Metamela. So one way or the other, it's very, very interesting. Again, not so much our sugya, but this is one of the major locations for discussing and understanding Rambam's sheet about what Nisuin is. Sugya that most people learn when they're doing Maseches Kiddushin, but sometimes they miss the unique vantage point of our sugya. But you could have read the Rambam. The classical understanding of the Rambam is that it's not Shaya Chuppah at all if it's not Chuppah Ru'iyah Labiyah. It's not Chuppah Ru'iyah Labiyah. That's the classical understanding of the Rambam. What you see from the Beis Yosef's Mahalich is that's not true, right? The Beis Yosef does not hold that. Now, it doesn't do very much, but it does something. And ad kedei kach, that there has to be a regular Isser, and then that Isser wasn't said in the case of a Talmud Chacham when it's just Dam Chimud. So in that case, we allow him to get married, and then they're just aser b'yichud. So that is a very interesting discussion here. Yes?
Could you suggest that the Isser Nisuin, which is a chshash, at most the Rabbanan, It's not going to uproot a chalos deraisa.
So that's an interesting question here. We're not going to get into it, but it's a very good point, which is chuppah she'en ruya labia. Well, what happens if it's ruya labia on a deraisa level, but not in a derabanan level, like over here? Correct. That's relevant as well. Absolutely. Okay. Now let's talk about the gader of this Isser Yichud. So, it seems that there's a machlokas rishonim over here between the Ravid and the Rosh. According to the Ravid, this is a unique chashash bia. It doesn't really belong in Hilchos Yichud. It's a unique chashash bia relevant to this case of a couple who has gotten married but not yet ever had bia. Right? Usually we know a couple, there's no Isser Yichud when she's in Nida, Suga Vashoshanim. In this case, since they never had Bia yet, so we're concerned. But it's not the pshat that, okay, we're concerned, so the regular Dina Yichud apply. Rather, there's a special Chashash Bia, and that is both, has Kulas and Chumras, as we'll see. As opposed to the Pasha pshat in the Rush, though this isn't so clear, who says, yeah, this is just a regular Hilchos, halacha of Yichud. Now, this question, this discussion we're going to have now pertains both to whether she's Asura because of Dam Chimud, or she's Asura because she's a Nida Gemura, either Pierce a Nida after the Chuppah, or even before the Chuppah, and actually, this comes up again in Hilchos Avelos. We'll see this again in a couple of weeks, so we won't have to return to this Machlokas, but this Machlokas comes up in Hilchos Nida and Hilchos Avelos. Going to kill two birds with one stone today, because as we'll see, another place that's another place where this comes up when there's an avelos before bias mitzvah. So again, what's the sheet of the Ravid? So the Ravid has a deal from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hu yashen bein ha'nashim v'hi yashena bein ha'nashim." So we're going to read this very literally. Number one is he must be sleeping with the men. And presumably men is plural, so two men, and she must be sleeping with the women. So, obviously, this is much more chamor than regular Hilchos Yichud. But then he says, that's only at night. But during the day, there's no Isser at all. Because it says, Hu yashen bein ha'nashim, hi yashena bein ha'nashim. So, during sleeping time, during nighttime, that's when this will apply. During the daytime, it's going to be, okay, agav, we and the Mechaber Paskins like this Ravid. We assume that daytime and nighttime doesn't mean really a day and night, doesn't follow Tzitzik Chavim. It means the period of time when people go to sleep. This is similar to what we Paskin in regular Hilchos Yichud in terms of the Chumras of nighttime as well. But what that means practically is, let's say there is a Chuppah Snida, so the minig is to send a kid into the Yichud room. So you don't need kids. Since it's, even though the chasana takes place at night, they go into the yichud room at 8 p.m. and shkia was 4 p.m., that doesn't really matter. We're going to get away with just one kid. Now, according to the Ravid, you perhaps wouldn't need anybody, but we'll see. The Ramah is machmir for the rush to some degree. but still, one kid will be enough. You don't need anashim v'nashim in that case because that's considered daytime even if it's 8 or 9 p.m. Now
consider it like Krishna like
nothing to do with no.
No,
it means the time
Shiva is man, Krishna Hashem.
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean that. It means you could have said Krishna hours ago. It means the time that people are sleeping at night. In other words, that's the whole logic of the Ravid. The Ravid says, at the time of sleeping, which is the time when people are, you know, normally likely to, you know, the chasan and kala would have bia, so then, so that's when you need it, right? That's when you need it. During the day, you don't need anything at all, according to the Ravid. Why not? Because they're not going to have bia in the middle of the day. So here too, you know, nobody's ever heard of a couple having bia in the yichud room. So therefore, it's like daytime. According to Ravid, you wouldn't need anything at all, presumably. or machmir even during the daytime, but you could adopt the kulas of daytime hours and not the chumras of sleep time hours. Yeah?
I would have thought you need some sort of shiur, like what Shmuel was saying, because wouldn't you have a problem with it instead of doing it for the shiur?
Yeah, the shiur is when people go to sleep at night. So, you know, in the olden days, maybe that was 9 p.m., and nowadays, you know, in normal places, it's 10 p.m., and, you know, in Washington Heights, it's 1 a.m., whatever it is. The time that people go to sleep. So again, I think we regular, so okay, you'd probably want to be safe in terms of what hour you pick. But we know that, you know, there's a range of when people go to sleep. But if it's a time of night that almost nobody goes to sleep, so then you could be maker. And again, we employ that kula elsewhere. We know that generally speaking, at night, this is another ravid, this is ravid nachos yichud, that at night we require an extra person there to prevent yichud. And again, the poskim say night is defined by the time that people go to sleep. There it's more obvious, it's more straightforward, because the concern is that when people are sleeping, they won't notice something else going on. But here the poskim, I believe, are makel as well. Now, you could perhaps be mistapek bedas haravid if how many men and how many women? Do you need two men and two women? Maybe it says bein ha-nashim and bein ha-nashim. So bein ha-nashim means one other man, and then it'll be a nashim. And bein ha-nashim means one other woman, and then it'll be nashim. You don't need four shomrim, you'll need two. But if you look at the ravid inside, it's clear you need two and two. That's in the ravid, at least in the later Madura Basra. Though, what's interesting is that when the Rama quotes this, the Rama says one, right? The Rama says, "Ve'ein tzarach liyos shtei shmiros." I'm reading the Rama at the very end of Dalet. Right, so we haven't really even discussed the Rush yet, but the Rama seems to saying we should be machmir for the Rash and the Ravid. So biyom you need a katan oktana, balayla you should be choshish for the Ravid, but katan viktana is enough, not tanim viktanos. Where is the Rama getting this? Could be that because the Rama didn't have the Ravid inside. He didn't have, again, this Madur Bas or the Ravid, so he didn't know that the Ravid himself is Mahmir. Or it could be some type of Pshara, Midunafshe. Not so clear, but that's what the Rama says. And we'll see what we do Lamaisa. Now, the Shach adds, when we're talking about these Ketanim that the Rama mentions, we're talking about Ketanim Shiyodim Das Tambia. Ve'ein mosrim atzmam labia. Now, it's not so clear why that would be necessary. You see, normally, for normal hilchos yichud, you need that because of the following reason. Let's say a man is alone in a room with a woman, right? So there's an iser yichud. So you bring in a ketana to help out, right? So we need her to be yodas tambia. She's a 1 year old, so it's not going to cause the couple, the man and the woman, to inhibit themselves. But what if she's older? She's Moseris Atzma Labia. That's not good either, right? Because we know you can't have Yichud with one man and two women. So you need someone in between. Yodas Tambia Ve'enu Moseris Atzma Labia. And then the point is, so he's not going to have Bia with her, with the Ketana, let's say an 8-year-old. So he's not going to have Bia with the 8-year-old. And Mimela, then she could serve as a shomeres for the other woman. So the Shach says, oh, you need the same thing over here. Right? You got to find that middle stage. Not obvious why that should be. Because over here, we know that the guy's not going to be with her either way. Why not? Ishto Mishtamarto. He's married. Oh, okay. Right?
I thought that they're in two different areas also.
Let's say they're in the same room.
The men are with the men. And the, oh, it's assuming the same.
Well, we'll say. The Rama actually says also when they're only in the same room, this is talking about, right? So they're in the same room together, right? So, again, you know, maybe for privacy purposes, you're going to want a young kid in the yichud room. But whatever, let's say we're talking about some other situation. So, whatever, the Kala sister is around, right? Does she save her from yichud or something like that? So she's older. Shach seems like it shouldn't work, but why not? In other words, I would have said, Lule the Shach. Once there's no chash bia for the second party, and there won't be because ishto mishamarto, so then it's going to be mutter. She's going to be a shomeres from the wife. So if you learn like the Ritva, this is going back to last June, if you learn like, remember, what's the reason why you can't have yichud one man and two women? So the yichud, Ritva says that's because one shemesh techapa, right? So then the ruling of the Shach makes a lot of sense. Because we're concerned if she's older, she'll be Mechapa, even though he won't have Bia. But if you learn, like Rashi, what's the reason why you can't have it? It's because he'll be Bo'el both of them. And therefore, as long as there's no concern, you won't be Bo'el both of them. It should be Mutter. Here, the Lchor, there's no concerns. And the Pashtus is we Paskin like Rashi. There's a couple of places where the Shulchan Aruch assumes like Rashi. So I don't know how to explain the Shach, but there's a Shulchan that tries to deal with it. Okay. I'll get to your question in just one second. What's the other opinion here? The other opinion, as we mentioned, is the Rush, that Yichud's Aser during the day. There's no Kulas during the day. But during the night, you don't have to be so Machmir. You don't need Shtei Mishmaros. Right? Rather, Hu Bein HaNashim, Oh Hi Bein HaNashim. That's what the Gemara means. Either one is fine. You could clarify a little bit what's the Pshat in the Rush. I assumed that the Pshat in the Rush is that this is just regular Hilchos Yichud. In other words, he's disagreeing fundamentally with the Ravid. It's possible to read the... And the Baal HaMor says that explicitly. You could read the Ravid, the Rush is saying, no, this is still a special case. You just don't have to go as far as the Ravid in both directions. Right? He says that the Ravid during the night is a Chumra Yisera, but he agrees to the Ravid fundamentally that this isn't regular Hilchos Yichud. But the Pashtos, I think, is that the Rush is saying that this is a regular Hilchos Yichud. And again, in terms of the Psak, so the Rama, Mechaber straight Ravid, Rama is a little ambiguous, because on the one hand, he seems to be Machmir for both Ravid and Rush, but he adopts a... lenient version of the Chumra in terms of the night, that it's enough to have one extra boy and one extra girl. And again, that might be because of his understanding of the Ravid, but either way, we're going to accept the Rama. Now, what we're going to talk about next is how to deal with this practically, what you do in the case of Isser Yichud, like a Chavras Nida or the like. These things tend to happen less commonly nowadays, but they still happen. And also go back to your question, especially in terms of Isser Yichud, what happens if they didn't have Bia yet, and she becomes a Nida. But yeah, Mark.
What's this part of the Ravid at night, the more Machmir than regular Yichud?
What's this part of the Ravid?
I mean, you're more Machmir than when it comes to regular Yichud.
The Svara is that they really, really, really want to be together. And, like, that's what's normal. They just got married.
Even though it's pas basala.
There's no pas basala. You've never had bia.
I'm saying as opposed to other gichud where...
Well, we know...
It's going to be usher. Here, maybe it's going to be a...
Here, the tables are turned. In other words, the desire for a chassan to be with his kala right after they get married is greater than it is, you know, the concern for normal yichud under normal circumstances. So once they've had bia, even once, we say, yeah, pas basala, and he could handle it, and it's more kal. But until they've had bia the first time, so we're concerned that the chashash is even greater than normal, because, you know, after all, they're in love with each other, they're attracted to each other, everybody knows, you know, lama kala nechnasas l'chuppa, right? So in this case, we're concerned that there is that, but on the other hand, this is the concern here is greater than any other time in their whole life, right? So, you know, balancing all those factors, you have this very interesting halacha according to the Ravid, which is not parallel to, you know, any other din. Okay. So is it okay if they're in the same house but not in the same room? Now, why would you have a havamina that would be okay? The reason is because of what the Ramah writes over here. The Ramah writes, Vim einam yeshenim becheder echad, einam tzrichim shimur klal. That's based off of the Rashba. Now the Rashba writes, Im einam yeshenim bevayis echad. Then you don't have to worry. But the Ramah writes, Cheder echad. Now, maybe it means that if you have one house but two rooms, it's mutter. I, the Rashba, wrote bias, but the Ramah wrote cheder. And the Ramah maybe understood that when the Rashba wrote bias, he meant cheder. Right? Sometimes the word bias means cheder. Like when we talk about mezuzah, right? Savtama mezuzos beisecha visharacha. We assume beisecha means cheder, not bias. So, what? So it's true. The houses used to be one room. It's true. But lemaisa, that's what we assume. So maybe that's what the Ramah is saying, which would be a tremendous kula, right? Tremendous kula. And you don't have to start worrying about having shomrim for the couple as long as they stay in separate rooms. Now, could even be the Rav that agrees to this. How could you say that? So Willig argued that perhaps the Ravid says that when describing him being with the boys and her being with the girls, he should be betzad echad with the boys and she should be betzad acher with the girls. What does that mean? He's on one side of one room with the boys, she's on the other side of that same room with the girls. But possibly, even the Ravid would agree, if they're not in the same room, it would be mutter. And that's also the lashon of the Mordechai. Mordechai writes that they shouldn't be becheder echad. And again, even though the Rashba does write bayis echad, we pointed out maybe that's ambiguous. So that would be a tremendous kula if it's true. If that's what the Ramah means. So the Shirei Shevet HaLevi says that's an absolute error. Lemaisa, of course, is an Isser Yichud in that case if they're in the same house but different rooms. And there's no svara to be mako. Chazonish also is machmir. He says that which the Ramah was mako in two rooms, he means when there's a rishus harabim that goes between the two rooms. When there's no door between the two rooms, you have to go through the rishus harabim. Okay, you have to figure out how to define the rishus harabim exactly. But doesn't mean 16 amos necessarily. But the point is that basically what the Ramah means, if they're in two rooms, it's mutter. It means two rooms separated by rishus harabim, right? What we would call two houses, maybe two apartments, but certainly not two rooms in the same house or the same apartment. However, there is a sefer called Orchos Tahara. It's a very interesting sefer. He has very good haskamos in the sefer. But if you look at the haskamos, they say it's a great sefer, but some of the positions in the sefer are very maverick and rowdy. I think they might even mention this one. But anyway, no, it's Tam Chacham, he's Roy Lekach. But anyway, he says you could be Mekel. As long as they're not in the same room, you could be Mekel even without a shomer. And even if the doors are open, maybe, I won't get into the details, maybe there's a Knesset HaGdola that sounds that way. At least Bedas HaRavid, not Bedas HaRash. See, it's going to be hard to be Mekel Bedas HaRash if you think that's regularly Hilchos Yichud. Now, you could make the claim that's not even Hilchos Yichud. That gets into the very famous machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, whether there is such a thing as an anticipated Hilchos Yichud. Right? Also last year, June's month, for those of you who are here. Rashi is concerned of a yichud that doesn't yet exist, but that might easily happen. For example, in the sugya, the inner and the outer sections, in the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Rambam, Pashtos isn't choshish for that. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. So there's an interesting question, even in the regular halachos of yichud, of whether this is true. Let's say, cleaning ladies in my house, but I make sure we're never in the same room. We're in the same house, the front door's closed, let's say it's even locked. But I make sure, so she's in the living room, I'm in the bedroom. Before she goes to the bedroom, I'll go down to the basement, I'll go somewhere else. Is that mutter? So conventional wisdom is it's aser. But there are some poskim that might be willing to be mekel. So if you're going to be mekel here on that shayla, you're either going to have to say that even the Rush treats this more leniently than regular Hilchos Yichud, or Bimekel and regular Hilchos Yichud. Willig is open to considering the possibility for leniency on this Shaila. He's didn't say it's Aser. It's a Shas HaDchak. Whenever you have a situation like this of chuppas nidan requiring shomrim and the like, and it's not a shita that we would dismiss so quickly, and perhaps b'shas hadchak could be considered. Very interesting. The advice that's generally given by poskim, which is also a little bit of a kula, is to do the following. This the Chot HaShani quotes is from the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Forst, page 482 or 490 in the new version, recommends this. The simplest solution is the Chassan and the Kala should sleep in a home where there's another couple, let's say another man and a wife. And if both couples sleep in the same house and they both keep their doors slightly ajar, then that would be enough. Rabbi Forst says it would seem that both rooms should be in the same floor. Not clear, it would seem. It's a question how to explain that Chazon Ish exactly. But that's generally speaking the recommended practice. And that's a lot better than rooming with a bunch of little kids in your bedroom. Here they, it's not ideal. I'm sure that couple would rather have more privacy during their week of Shabbat Brachos. But at the very least, they're in their own bedroom. Okay, they have to have the door a little bit open, and that's okay, because in the same house there's a man and a woman and a man and a woman, right? So the Rama says as long as you have one other guy and one other girl, that's enough. So that would be okay according to the Rama. Okay, so that's. That's the recommended practice. Now, what about the following shayla, Shmuel shayla? This is also does come up, and it's a very tricky question, which is, what happens if they were together for several nights, but they didn't succeed to have Bia? And then she became Anita. So before we address that more common question, we'll start with the Rishonim, who address a similar type of question, and that's the Trumas Hadeshen, which is quoted over here. Trumas Hadeshen quotes the following Shaila. Couple gets married, and they are together for several nights, not intimate together, they're in the same bedroom for several nights, but they don't have Bia. And then she becomes a Nida. So he says one of the Gedolim was Machmir, that they can't have Yichud, and some of the Gedolim were Mekel, because look, you see that he's able to control himself after all. They were together for several nights, and they didn't have Bia. So if they were able to do that when she was Mutaris, presumably they'll be able to do that when she's a Sura as well. And therefore, there would be no need to have an Isser Yichud. And the Trumas Hadeshen says, I think the Mekilim are correct. He brings a Raya for their Shita. Though he concludes, Hamachmir Tavolav Bracha. So, Lemais, if there was no Bia, the Shulchan Aruch is Meiko, accepting this Trumas Hadeshen, though the Taz is Machmir. Trumas Hadeshen brought a Raya above a Kamaraya. Oh, excited for next year. Somebody give Chavur on this. So, we see by Shur HaMuad that if a Shur HaMuad sees Shvarim three times and doesn't gore, even though he had an opportunity to gore, so we assume he's Chazar LaTamuso. So to over here, the Chassin had numerous opportunities to have Bia with her, and he didn't do it. So we see that there's no Chshash. And the Taz doesn't like that Raya. He says, no, that's different. Over there, the pshat is that the norm is to be a sure tam. So it's easy to go back to the norm. Once we have evidence that you're normal, you see oxes three times and had the opportunity to gore, but you didn't, so you're going back to normal. But here, adirava, the norm is to have a lot of taiva for your wife. And therefore, since that's the norm, this won't apply. Let's assume that we paskin lakula, like the Shulchan Aruch against the Taz. So the Shach writes, that's if you weren't Boel, stam. But let's say you weren't Boel because of the minug. Apparently, there was this minug, and the Shach says, this is a minug tos, it's a bad minug. If you remember from Yento, right, is that the movie? So there's this old minug that people, I guess you guys didn't see it, okay? It's good. You shouldn't see such movies. Okay, good. Good. Hopefully nobody will listen to this year. So there was this minhag that for 3 days they wouldn't have tashmish after the chuppah for a certain number of days. So then he says, well, in that case, and then, so he waited the 3 days, and lo and behold, before the third day came, she became Anita. So he says, here, even the Trumas Hadeshen would be machmir. Why? Because there's no raya that you can be shomer yourself. You did it outs the minhag. Nah. You could have argued with that. You could have said, if you were able to hold back due to the minhag, kavah chomer, you'll be able to hold back due to an iser kares. But the shach doesn't agree, presumably because when you're doing what's normal, so you could do it. Right? Everybody waits 3 days, so you can wait 3 days. But nobody waits 4 days. And therefore, you won't be able to wait 4 days, or we're concerned you won't be able to, and therefore it's aser. So now, that being said, let's assume we paskin like the Shach's view. So what's the halacha if they tried to have Bia, but they didn't? They didn't. So even if you apply, even if you follow the Trumas Hadeshen, maybe here it's Aser. Why? So the Chazon Ish is because the Trumas Hadeshen is true when he showed restraint. But here he didn't show restraint. He tried to have Bia. He wasn't matliach, but he tried to. So there's no evidence of his ability to show restraint. And once there's no evidence of his ability to show restraint, then the regular halacha applies, and there's going to be an iser yichud. What about if they had hara? So we know in some halachos, most halachos, we treat hara as a gemar bia. Some halachos, like Dan Besulim, we'll see, planning to see that today, but maybe I guess tomorrow, we'll see that we don't treat hara as dam as gemar bia, at least according to the Rama. So what about over here? So the Marshal says that even if they had hara, still you can't have yichud. And again, we're bringing this up because this is very common. Exactly what happened. The couple will succeed in having hara. They won't succeed in having gemar bia, and then she could become a nida. So the Marshal's machmir, but others, including the Shevet Alevi over here, actually Shevet Alevi is on Kuf Tzadi Gimel, both Os Aleph and Zion is Mako. He still writes, even though he's Mako, that at night you should have one Shomer present. But the Taras Abayas and the Tzitz Eliezer, both Mako, they say we treat Hara as Gemar Bia for all halachos except for Dam Besulim and Shivcha Harufa or whatever, and therefore we could treat it as Gemar Bia over here and the like. Okay, what if they didn't even have Hara? Right? Which is also common. They didn't even have Hara. So most poskim are Machmir, but the Tzitz Eliezer is Mekel even here. Also the Cheshev HaEfod. Their Mekel, even if there's no Hara, they formulate it a little differently, each of them, but it sounds like their Mekel, even if there's just penetration of the labia, that's good enough. Why? They say you don't need normal halachic standards of bia, but it's sufficient to have physical contact. Once you did that once, you had physical contact, then we're going to assume that you'll be able to withstand physical temptation until after tefillah. As we said already before, this is not the regular halacha. And this chash of bia, of yichud, is only when they have never been able to be together in any type of physical way. But let's say they had chibuk v'nishuk, but they didn't even have hara, still you could be mako. Taras Habayis, Rav Avadia says, if the chasen and kal are God-fearing and it would be difficult to arrange sleeping arrangements to avoid yichud, you could be somech on this view. As I mentioned, the Chazon Ish, quoted by the Chodesh Ani's Machmir. Rav Avadia says, maybe even if you only had kirav basar, you could be mekel on the Cheshev HaEfod. He writes, Rav Avadia, that a rav has to use their judgment in a case like this, because you might, there is a practical, real concern that they could be over on an Isser Deraisa. But at the same time, sometimes it happens that you have to be Mekel. It's not too uncommon that you'll have couples that don't succeed in having Bia for months and months. Those are tricky situations. Usually the couple will need some type of intervention, some professionals to help them for various reasons. Sometimes the issue is mitzida, sometimes it's mitzido, sometimes it's both. But if you were machmir on yeshayla, you could have a situation of months, months and months and months where there would be an iser yichud, and that's one of the reasons why the Cheshev HaEfod is no tel hakel. And again, you have to use your discretion. On the one hand, they didn't have bia, they didn't have hara, but at the same time, you could also be Mosif luck. Like, they tried really hard and they couldn't do it, so you don't have to worry as much that they're going to do it when it's aser to them, right? They're petrified. So, again, a posek has to address these cases on a case-by-case basis. But there are these Mekel Shitos. Now there's a twist on the Shach that we just mentioned. That's a very modern question. I think it's very new, but you hear this all the time nowadays from Chassanim and Kalas. Chassan and Kala decide they're not going to have Bia the first night, or maybe the first several nights, because of Dam Besulin. So this could be for one of two reasons. One reason, we'll address that first, is basically they want a honeymoon, right? They don't want to understandably become a surah, you know, the night of their chasana, and then all of Shava Brachos, they're going to basically be a surah. That's not so much fun. So they're not going to have Bia, they'll have everything but, for however long they decide to wait. And then, you know, at a certain point in time, they'll have Bia. And you know, until relatively recently, that would be a crazy gamble, because she could become a Nida. Not so pasha to be Meka, like we said before in this case. But nowadays, people are willing to gamble, because they're, more often than not, they're on the pill of some sort. So she's not really worried about becoming a Nida until she stops. So this is what they want to do. So the question is this a good idea or not? So I mentioned before that there used to be a minhag of waiting several days. So the Shach says this is a bad minhag. We should be mevatel the minhag. And he writes, V'yesh bo iser mikama ta'amim v'nachal mevatlo. This minhag of waiting several days is aser mikama ta'amim. Problem is, it doesn't tell you what those ta'amim are. So we'd have to know, because we want to know if those isurim apply to us. So a number of poskim say this is a bad idea. This nowadays practice. Probably what the Shach meant, one of the reasons for the Isser is Achshash Hotzah Zara Levatala. And Kavach Omer, this is going to be a very, very concern over here, right? You know, they're having a lot of Chibuk V'Nishuk, and they're very attracted to each other, and they've never touched each other yet in their whole lives. And to do this without having Gemar Bia, right? Without having penetration is a very risky thing. It's a very bad idea. That's probably what the Shach meant when he says it's Aser Mikama Tamim. They willigated. It's a bad idea. Also, Zvizin Makdimin L'Mitzvah. This is Bias Mitzvah. Zvizin Makdimin, what do you need to wait for? Neuberger also recommends against it. Because of Hotzah Zera Vatala, he said, if you have a couple that had a very rocky engagement and they're concerned about her becoming a sura right away, then it might be an okay idea. In other words, a normal, healthy couple that everything is going okay, so you would definitely discourage that. There really is a chshash Hotzah Zera Vatala. You have a chshash hadchak situation. So maybe you could be Mekel. There are some poskim that says as long as you have Neshika Sevarim, it's not Begeder Hotzah Zera Levatala. But Neshika Sevarim wouldn't make her a Nida Al Tzadam Besulim. So therefore, what you could do is, you know, they want to do that, they could do that. He didn't say if they decide to do that, what would be the din in terms of her becoming if they get messed up and she becomes a Nida, whether they're Venus or Yichud or not. He wasn't willing to rule. Now let me just clarify. That's in a scenario where, you know, the reason why they want a delay is because they want honeymoon. But let's say they want a delay, whatever, you know, she, for various reasons, she doesn't feel ready to have Bia. So you can't force her to have Bia, Rachmano Litzlan. Or the couple is, you know, wiped out, they're exhausted, they're chasana ended late, nobody slept, it's 2 in the morning. They think, you know, chances are it might not even work because they're so tired. They want to know if they could wait till the next night. That's a different Shiloh. That's not what we're talking about. That if a couple wants to do that, then it's a very it's a different, it's not what we were talking about. Okay, good. So we're going to stop here. I guess, sorry for going so long, my plan.